top advisor had to apologise for calling ministers morons and a string of other offensive names. But he says the remarks understated their incompetence. Mr Cummings also told the hearing that Mr Johnson was often likened to a shopping trolley by Downing Street colleagues.
I'm still using the sort of generic term that we often used about the PM.
The term you used and his cabinet secretary used and his director of communications used about his propensity to...
Pretty much everyone called him the trolley, yeah.
Change direction.
It's been confirmed there'll be a ban on XL bully dogs in England and Wales following a number of recent attacks. From the end of this year, it will become illegal to breed, sell, rehome or abandon them. People who wish to keep their dogs will need to have them registered and follow certain protocols, as Environment Secretary Trace Coffey explains.
Part of that will require that the dogs be not only muzzled and on lead in public, but also will be neutered. And we expect the neutering to happen by the June 24, or for puppies to be by the end of next year.
Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer has ruled out calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, saying it would lead to more violence. He's been resisting pressure from within his own party for a change in policy over the Israel-Hamas conflict. Plans to close virtually all train station ticket offices in England have been axed. The government's told rail firms to drop the proposals after uproar from passengers, unions and charities. The Met Office has issued amber weather warnings for southwest and southern England on Thursday as Storm Ciarán approaches the UK. Travel could be disrupted as winds of 80 miles per hour and heavy rain are forecast. And it looks like Saudi Arabia will host the 2034 Football World Cup. They're the only country left in the running after Australia dropped its bid. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Faye. Well, we haven't got that horrible weather in yet. Mainly fine and dry today with a smattering of light rain showers coupled with the top temperature of 14, which is going to dip only marginally to 12 by dawn. And for the first day, there'll be more in the way of rain with just a few glimpses of the sun during the late afternoon and a top temperature of 13. But, yeah, watch out on Thursday when we can expect some exceptionally strong winds and heavy rain and a high of just 11. It will calm down on Friday if we survive with light rain and just a moderate breeze, but more heavy rain is likely to be with us on Saturday. Temperatures will be pretty much unchanged for the week ahead, staying in the region of 11 to 13 degrees throughout.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
You got no problem, I'd stay right there if I were you. I got it harder, you couldn't dream how hard I got it. Stay out of my shoes, if you know what's good for you. The heat is stifling, burning me up from the inside. The sweat is coming through each and every pore.
Today's at 1, 2, 3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to tell us about the days in the 18th and 19th centuries when Colchester would have been a big sporting centre. But right now it's time for music from Delta Goodrum.
Down the
That's a maximum record if ever there was one. Delta Goodrum there and Back to Your Heart. And now this coming Friday, the 3rd of November, it's comedy night at Bobworth Hall, 205 High Street in Chipping-Ongar. Get along there and enjoy a hilarious night of comedy at Bobworth Hall with the top lineup of fabulous comedians from the UK comedy circuit. The doors and bar open at 7:30. The show kicks off at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are priced at £15, but note that it's for 16 and above only, as the show may contain themes and language of an adult nature. There you go. More details can be obtained from going to the website thelittleboxoffice.com/laughingchilli/event/view/180229. Probably easier just to go to our webpage at phoenixfm.com, follow the links to local events, and all the details will be there for you. And if you're going there, you'll be just you could maybe join Gwen Stefani on The Sweetest Escape.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey. That's on a Tuesday evening for Simp City. It starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Simp City on Phoenix 98 FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Work It By Way Back to You have been a hit for the Four Seasons in 1966, but the Detroit Spinners revived the song in 1980, and in April that year made it to the number one slot in the UK and at number two in the Billboard Hot 100 in the US of A. And if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for our 80s show Greatest here on Phoenix FM, which now airs Sunday evenings between 8 and 10 p.m. But right now, let's come right up to date with Marmalade. From Marmalade, that's Bright.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Let's kick off with the A12 northbound. One lane is closed after junction 29 for the A120 at Ardley for emergency works to repair a manhole cover in that particular area, and traffic is slow past junction 29. In Chelmsford, the slow-moving traffic on the Badder Bypass, Van Diemen's Road, the A1114 and Badder Road, the B1009, towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And M25 clockwise has slow-moving traffic between junction 29 for the A127 and the QE2 bridge. And, of course, we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closure in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's Ingatestone and Gallywood for resurfacing work. And note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on the 3 Mile Hill, the A414, and you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. Now, to the south of Brentwood, gas main work on the B186 Worley Hill is resulting in temporary traffic signals at Woodman Road, and more gas main work is similarly affecting the A128 Ingrave Road at the junction with Queens Road, and water main work is resulting in similar restrictions on Hartswood Road at Eleanor Way. And we've also got roadworks on Ongar Road at the junction with New North Road. which is causing havoc to everything around Wilson's Corner. Definitely an area to be avoided if you can. And the avenue is closed between the A128 Brentwood Road and Childeridge Lane. And Billericay High Street, that the B1007 is also closed today. And more temporary traffic signals are in operation on the A1023 London Road at the junction with Cavendish Road. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, there's a bit of a problem on the Elizabeth line at the present time. Let's just get the details of that. There are delays between Hayes and Harlington and Reading due to a signal failure at West Drayton, but there's a good service on the rest of the line. No problems at all on C2C or Greater Anglia, or indeed on the London Underground itself. And of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past three, but at 2:28 and a half, you are fully up to speed. And here's Carrie Underwood, who's drunk and hangover. Not a good condition to be in if you're driving.
I want to kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans.
FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, last week, Margaret, you were looking at Colchester's rebellious clergymen. Well, I think you're staying in Colchester this week, are you not?
We are, yes. And this time we're talking about Colchester's reputation in the 18th and 19th centuries as a venue where there were an enormous amount of sporting activities going on.
Sounds a lot safer era. So, tell us more.
Right, well, Colchester in the 18th and 19th centuries had very many different sporting activities going on that you could join in. There was a livery stable where you could learn to ride. There was numerous cricket teams, no football, but cricket teams. Cricket was tremendously popular in the area. And there's a lovely account of a cricket match that took place at a pub in North Hill. The pub's name was the Cock and Pie. And the winning cricket team, their prizes were each member of the cricket team got a half guinea hat.
Right. I thought you were going to say they got a pie.
No, no, a half guinea hat.
And what is that?
Well, I can only think that for half a guinea, you would get quite a posh hat.
Well, I would think it would be.
Because this is 1710.
Yeah.
So half a guinea was a lot of money.
Indeed.
And all we know is that each member of the team was gifted with a half guinea hat. And
it must have cost a bomb.
Well, I don't think today the England cricketers would be very enamoured with being given a half guinea hat.
Well, I don't suppose they would today.
No, no.
But then?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, there were a lot of sporting activities, not only attached to pubs, but elsewhere as well. Some of the sports were things that today we wouldn't dream of participating in, like bare-knuckle boxing, open-air wrestling, and, of course, cockfighting. You know, they were rather brutal sports.
Indeed.
But Colchester certainly was the scene of many different sports. And in the 19th century, in 1829, a gentleman called George Green is recorded as attracting a huge crowd of sports enthusiasts because he decided that he would ascend in a balloon.
All right.
Which he promptly did, and we're told that he ascended 3 miles into the air. What it doesn't tell us in the account is whether he ever came down again. So he could be up there still.
We'll assume not.
But nevertheless, the sporting enthusiasts in the area were very keen to come round and watch him, and presumably to place bets. There was also a race course at Colchester as well, at Lexton Heath, apparently. So, yeah, interesting that Colchester was so very much a centre for sporting activity.
Fair enough. Next week, you'll be looking at...
I'll be looking at a suffragette next week.
Oh, right, OK, a bit more up to date then.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
On nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for.
Stops my bones from wondering just who I am, or who am I?
Well, some nights I wish that this all would end, 'cause I could use some friends for a change. And some nights I'm scared you'll forget me again, but some nights I always win.
I always win.
But I still wake up.
for this. I miss my mom and dad for this. No. When I see stars, when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs,
they sound like the swans of come on.
And the calm she call love. And then I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible
half of my heart.
John Mayer there, along with Taylor Swift and Half of My Heart. Ought to have been Two Hearts, I guess, as they're both on the record together. And before that was Fun and Some Nights. Now, we've mentioned this before, but Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, just recently, in just a couple of days, the food bank at Doddinghurst Road Church fed around 200 local people unable to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet their other commitments. Now, the terrifying truth is that half of those on universal credit ran out of food in just the last month and couldn't afford to buy any more. And with the cost of living getting worse, more people are being dragged into debt and having to turn to food banks to survive. This escalating hardship creates dire consequences for individuals, communities, and indeed the UK as a whole. So you can imagine food banks are now bracing for their most challenging winter ever. So if you feel you can help, please get in touch with the Brentwood Food Bank by giving them a call on 01277 224528. That's the Brentwood number, 01277 224528. Time now to hear from Nathan Evans.
Do you ever wonder why time is always passing by like stars in the night? Even though we're growing old, everything that I've been told, my inner child is screaming out and deep down somewhere inside. Press rewind, neon lights and purple skies. Go back to the start. Chasing all these memories in paradise, just you and me. I take your hand, look in your eyes, and hold you close just one more time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Up now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Fun Radio! It's a creed! Yes, indeed! Number one!
Street light up.
R.E.M. there, going for a bit of night swimming. We used to have a show called Night Swimming here. Anyway, let's come right up to date now with some magic from Apollo Junction.
Of this wonderland,
Junction with Magic just about wraps it up for me. Scott Ross, all being well, I'll see you again tomorrow. Meantime, we'll play out with Tommy Steele.
Swing, swing, all the way down there. Come on, let's go, little darling.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.